on a walk-off walk here tonight. We've got the skipper downstairs live here for the post-game show, and a walk-off walk. It's last time I think that happened was Pat McInerney, I think, had a walk-off walk a couple years ago, but this is a good one here tonight. What a ball game, huh?
Oh, heck of a game. I mean, start with the pitching. It was outstanding. Belzer was nailed. He'd been unbelievable on the mound his last few outings, having the no-hitter, like you said, through sticks. But, I mean, how he handles the running game, he's been one of our best guys, too. You know, getting a pickoff in there, limiting damage in there. And then McCarville coming in, you know, hit for his Mudcat debut to throw two scoreless. He was impressive. Didn't know he did the quick pitch and little stutter, leg delivery, different stuff. So it was good to see him out there. And, yeah, you bring Valerio to the plate with the bases loaded. He's one of our toughest guys to pitch to. I mean, his plate discipline, swing decisions, you know, and high contact guy. I mean, you could feel that it was going to happen. We were going to walk him off right there.
The idea being there, and I'm not asking you to go into the mind of Steve Mintz or Carlos Cardoza, but if you're in that situation and that ends up being the situation that you put your guys in, that's what, to get the force at home, set up a double play. What are you looking for there when you load them up like that?
I mean, that's what makes us really tough is our lineup, you know, top to bottom. You got to fight facing Ashton McGee, who can handle the bat, hitting over 300, been one of our big guys as of late, and you got Valerio behind him. But, you know, those are the tough decisions. Sometimes you go with your gut, and glad it worked out for us.
Yeah. Can you take us through, there was an opportunity where you guys had first and third, and it seemed like the golden chance for the double steal to try and take home ended up being that I think the Wood Ducks might have been ready. Alex Hall ended up taking second, got the steal. But was the play on? Was Weimer looking for the window there to try and take home?
I mean, Weimer's got such good instincts. I'm sure if he would have thrown that ball to second, he was breaking. And I no doubt in my mind he would have scored.
Yeah. With late in the ballgame, you also get a situation where you mentioned McCarville's out there, and he does that little stutter move. I wasn't sure if that's something that's normal for him, but it looks like that's something that he's used to doing, and certainly something that that works for him.
Yeah, I mean, most of his other pitchers, pitches were 89-90 on the stutter, on the little stutter in the windup and his quick pitch. They were both 91. I was like, dang, he actually threw harder on those pitches. But, yeah, awesome game, awesome defense. I mean, Zamora, you know, making plays, all the guys, a couple catches, Nebby's catch up against the wall.
Yeah.
You know, good game all around. I mean, it was awesome. And with Alex Hall behind the plate, you know, caught a shutout, made a perfect throw to throw a guy out. And, you know, it was just awesome defense. Got to say McGee, too. His play, diving, popping up, and firing over to first with Martinez picking it. It's everything came together. We did have one error on the night, but, you know, it wasn't costly. And it was an awesome game.
Yeah. And then, obviously, that that double for Zamora with the fans chanting his name, I'm sure that got you guys pretty hyped up. But were you surprised to see Holt so far around second when that ball was almost caught out there?
I mean, I was basically screaming, let's go. I mean, I thought it was a gapper. Their center fielder almost made a heck of a catch.
Yeah.
It was, but I think Holt would have had time to retouch second and get back. But it was a good one. If there was any more spacing in between the ball and the fielder, he would have been waved. I probably would have been waving him home on that one for sure. I actually called it to Sagisi before the pitch. I said, there's going to be a gapper right here. This game's over. But I was saying left center gap because it was huge. The left fielder was towards the line. Center fielder was, I was like, man. That's a huge gap. He hits this gap, this game's over. That's the stuff I'm looking for, like where there's weaknesses or big openings to thinking about wheeling a guy even before it happens.
Well, what a ball game. Haven't had one like that all year long. You guys have been so good offensively that it doesn't stay scoreless that long for you guys. But great one here tonight. That's now three straight and 16 games above 500, I think it is. And you guys just keep it rolling. We'll hope to see another one tomorrow for the sixth game of the series. And congrats on a big one here tonight.
Hey, thanks, and congrats to you, Greg. It was great to see the crowd tonight. Mudcat fans were fired up. It's always good to see them coming out and supporting us. It was a good night.
Yeah, we'll have the same kind of crowd tomorrow, too, so we'll hope for another good one. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, brother.